Well, today is All Souls Day, and as you know, there are three realms of the church. You have the church militant, that's the church on earth. We're fighting to save our souls and the souls of as many as we can. Then you have the church triumphant, which is the church in heaven, which we celebrated yesterday with All Saints Day. And then you have the church in purgatory, called the church suffering. So you have the church militant, the church triumphant, and the church suffering. And today we pray for the church suffering. We pray for all of our loved ones, family members and friends, even people we don't know, that are still being purified in the love of God in order to be able to enter heaven. Well, what is purgatory? Purgatory is the place where the souls of the just go who have died in the state of grace. Okay? They die in the state of grace, but they may still have venial sins on their soul, or they may still have reparation due for past mortal and venial sins that still need to be cleansed or purified in the burning love of God in purgatory so that they can enter into heaven. It's where selfishness, self-love, pride and vanity and impatience is purified before these good holy souls can enter into heaven. Sometimes purgatory has been called the vestibule to heaven, something that we may need to pass through in order to enter into the beatific vision. Well, why has the church always taught purgatory? It's because of the holiness of God. Listen to these quotes from Scripture. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Jesus says, be perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. St. Peter writes, he has called you, he who has called you is holy. Be holy yourselves in every aspect of your conduct, for it is written, be holy because I, the Lord, am holy. The letter to the Hebrews says, strive for that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. The book of Revelation, nothing unclean can enter the kingdom of God. Where do all these souls go that die in the state of grace, but who still have some imperfections, some cleansing, some purification that is needed? Jesus says, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. How many die in the state of perfect purity of heart? How many die in the state of perfection? How many who die in the state of perfect holiness? The importance of purgatory, it's taught obviously for 2,000 years in the history of the church. Even though the word purgatory is not found in the Bible, the truth of purgatory is found in sacred scripture. Just like the word Trinity is not found in the Bible, but the truth of the Trinity is found in the Bible. Listen to these passages from sacred scripture. The second book of Maccabees said it is a good and pious thought to pray for the dead that they may be freed of their sins. Obviously, in the next world, nobody's free of mortal sin. You can only be freed of venial sin in the next life. And so many other passages in sacred scripture as well. Listen to Jesus saying, it says, every sin can be forgiven except the sin against the Holy Spirit, which cannot be forgiven in this age or in the age to come. Jesus is saying, well, then some sins can be forgiven in the age to come. That would be smaller venial sins. Paul writes to the Corinthians, but if someone's work is burned up, that one will suffer loss, but the person will be saved, but only as through passing through fire, St. Paul writes. So again, there's many other passages in Scripture that refer to this importance, not only of God's holiness, but the importance of us being perfected and going through this cleansing in order to be able to enter into heaven. Sometimes I like to call purgatory God's sauna or God's steam bath, right? That we have to go through to get rid of the dross, to get rid of these imperfections. As you know, that to be in heaven, a person does have to be perfect, either perfect in this world, which most of us aren't, obviously, or perfected in the next, and that is purgatory. They say that purgatory is a place of incredible joy because the souls in purgatory know that they're saved. They have more joy in purgatory than anybody could ever have on earth because they know they're on the way to heaven. Their salvation is guaranteed. They just need continual purification. They also say the sufferings of purgatory are more than we could ever have on earth as well. So it's a place of joy and purification, joy and holy suffering to be united to Christ. Bishop Sheen once wrote that he said that purgatory is where the love of God meets the justice of God. He also says it's where the love of man meets the injustice of man. In other words, it gives us an opportunity to pray for those we love. So today, we remember all the souls in purgatory in our prayers, in our masses, in novenas. To pray for the souls in purgatory is the greatest act of charity we could give them. And one last thought Bishop Sheen gave us is that when you are trying to be saved, Bishop Sheen says, make sure you aim for heaven. Don't aim for purgatory, right? Because he says, you don't want bad ballistics, right? If you aim for heaven and wind up short, you'll land safely in purgatory. But if you aim for purgatory and wind up missing that, then that's not a good thing. So he says, aim high, always aim for heaven, and then God willing, we'll wind up safely in purgatory.